Hey, welcome to this week's episode of The Dude Therapist. We are in episode one of season five. Oh, I'm so excited to do this yet. So afraid. This episode is some of my thoughts and inner feelings that I've had this past year in 2023 going into 2024. And looking back at some of my personal struggles, some of my thoughts, giving a space for realness and connection. And I hope you connect to something. I ranted a little bit about realness. Good things. I promise. Good things. So please keep your ears open. Keep your mind open. Keep your heart available. And I hope that something, you take something out of this week's episode. It took me a couple of weeks to do this and have the courage because I have been hiding it behind my guests. But hopefully I'm going to do this more often and talk about things that I have learned as being a therapist that week. Things that I've learned for myself and challenges that I've had. Because we all struggle somehow, in some way or another. And no one's immune to that, not even me. So hopefully we can connect in that way. Let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. I'm so excited to share this with you and super afraid. So thanks so much for tuning in, giving me that space. So as always, let's get right into it. Hey, welcome to the first episode of season five. You know, I can't believe I'm saying this, and I've been really hesitant to make this episode because for the past 3.5 to 4 seasons, I kind of hide behind the guests, the amazing people speaking such beautiful knowledge, insight, and commenting and making observations about what they're saying, not truly opening up about stuff that I feel. And I'm going to try to do it more in this season and in the coming seasons, hopefully. Because it's my show, and I have a lot of thoughts that I feel I've been putting aside or hiding from behind the guests, not being totally me. And something that I've learned over the years of being a therapist and a story that I talk about, a personal story, when I was 18 years old, I was studying abroad, and I was a very happy-go-lucky guy. And someone looked at me and said, "What's wrong with you? You're always so happy." And it caused me to pause. I'll never forget this. For 3 days, I paused in that moment of, is something wrong with me for me being me? And in that couple of days, those few moments of my life, I came to a very real truth. Who I am should not be a problem for people. And if it is, they're not the people for me. So that being said, this episode is not going to be some mind-blowing knowledge. It's going to be a human talking to humans about the reality of this past year, some of the thoughts I've had, some of the experiences I've had, some of the life lessons that I've learned just from this year about myself, and maybe, just maybe, you connect to it. Even one thing. If you connect to one thing, please let me know. Because we're all struggling in our own ways, but there's crossovers and themes that repeat themselves differently, but similar enough that we can kind of, sounds about right. This is not that scripted, so buckle up and welcome to my ADHD brain, because we're going to go places. It's going to be a journey. You know, beginning of this year, 2023 going into 2024, I really got into a show called Billions. Honestly, I had no idea what was flying because I really don't know that much about business and finances. Well, it got me, you know, learning more about it, which was fun. And there's a moment and a story, probably not a true story because it's a TV show, let's be real, about a Zen monk, a Buddhist monk, who proposes a challenge to his student and says, if you tell me that this stick is real, I'll hit you with it. If you tell me it's not real, I'll hit you with it. And if you say nothing out of fear, I'll hit you with it. The student is flabbergasted and stunned. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to succeed in this challenge? And he paused for a moment before the master and teacher got ready. And he grabbed the stick and broke it in half. Sometimes, and I think this year has taught me that lesson, that when we feel that we are stuck this way, that way, or doing nothing, sometimes we have to grab life, break it into pieces a little bit to put our things back together. You know, past year, 2023, has taught me a lot about myself and the life that I hoped for and needed. Moving out to the West Coast from growing up on the East Coast all my life for 30-something years. There's so much more to life than a job. There's so much more to life than potential opportunities that might come because of where you live. Life is about you choosing what helps you and your people become the best or better versions of themselves. And I didn't realize that was so important. Yeah, I know I'm a therapist and I'm helping people do that. Duh, right? But moving out to the West Coast has changed my life. And I make this joke often to people that it's the second best decision I made in my life other than marrying my wife. Changing your lifestyle, changing the way you live, and internalizing that shift is scary as hell. I was so afraid to change something so comfortable in my life. Being away from family and moving to where my in-laws live, that challenge. Picking up my kids and moving across the country, that challenge. Finances, that challenge. Buying a house, that challenge. Starting a practice in Nevada, that challenge. Changing up our entire life, making new friends, starting from scratch is so, so scary, filled with so much fear. But courage is pushing through the fear because you see an opportunity. Courage is seeing the other side and going, let's give it a shot. And something that I've been saying this year to a lot of my clients, something I want to just put out there for anyone who might be listening. There is never such thing as a perfect timing. There is such thing as a bad time and good time, but it's never going to be perfect. So if you're waiting, if you're listening to this and you're waiting for the perfect time for things to align just right, to take that leap in a relationship, to take that effort for self, to start doing something in life, a job, a side hustle, a passion, a dream, trying to have a kid, getting married, pushing yourself to another level. If you're waiting for the perfect time, good luck. You're never going to do it. There's never a perfect time. There's never a perfect time for anything. There are bad times. If it's not smart financially, if it doesn't make sense right now, but is a good idea. But there are good times. And to me, it's about a ratio. You're never going to be 100% perfect. It's never going to be 100%. But what percentage can you accept to take the leap? For some people, it's, I have 40% doubt, but I got 60% excitement and energy about it. 70-30, excitement to doubt, fear, and 70% confidence. That's all you got, is that percentage to push you in the right direction, to try. So often, I've been working with people for 8 years, so often, people stop themselves from trying out of such worry of the what if when nothing's ever happened yet. This year, starting 2024, there's been such madness in the world. We'll get to that soon. I'm getting a little afraid right now talking to you, but I'm going to try. So many people stop so much progress, so much beauty that they can create in their life, so much power that they can cause in this world, so much growth. And they stop themselves from trying because they're waiting for the best perfect opportunity. Stop waiting. Start doing small, low-hanging fruit. If you want to do something, create something, start. Find out how to start. Figure out where to begin and jump in it. Make mistakes. Fail. Succeed. Ask questions. Gain knowledge. Read. Learn what you're trying to do. Don't give up. Don't stop. At least try. You know, this year I've really had to take a hard look at to myself, if I'm going to be really honest with y'all. As a husband, as a father, I started therapy again, which it's so funny. I'm not afraid to say that, but just the real truth, I've started therapy again with a wonderful therapist who is just a soundboard and someone there to hear me out and push back on things. And it's been a very hard journey, to be honest with myself about struggles and downfalls. But let's be honest, we all struggle. We're all struggling with something. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what fame you have. I don't care what job you got. I don't care how amazing your life is or how good your Instagram looks. We all struggle with something. And for me, I thought I was doing good. I really did. You know, I thought I was getting into a groove with living in another place. I thought I was getting into a groove with my wife, Ariella, and you know, we were really clicking, getting into this wonderful space of the West Coast in Vegas and living this different lifestyle that we've always wanted and embracing it with full force. And there was something nagging in the back of my mind and something that was just, I guess, waiting to pop, waiting to explode and waiting to, nothing serious, but just small things building up. You know, getting back on medication. I've been back on ADHD medication to help with a lot of things. Really trying to take care of myself. But again, I thought I was doing okay. And the biggest struggles I have, I'll be real with you, is emotional regulation with my ADHD and how that sometimes when I get overwhelmed or anxious or too much stimulus around me, I can get a little frustrated or raise my tone or get a little sassy with my family or my kids and myself specifically. And that, you know, that causes a lot of rifts and frustrations in a home. Nothing terrible, but just frustrations and annoyances. And it took a hard look when my daughter 3 weeks ago broke my heart. She said, "Daddy, you promised you were going to not get upset. You promised you were going to work on things." She was right. She was right. I messed up. And it's okay to mess up as a parent. It's okay to make mistakes and it's okay to make that effort. And like I said, I thought I was doing good. And I'm not here to be political. I'm not here to be anything about that. But for me, as a Jew, for me, October till now, I have felt other. I have felt lost. I have felt distracted. I have felt what happened in Israel on October 7th, the massacre, the war, the death, and inhumanity that is happening in this world today has brought out so much fear, has brought out so much anxiety, has brought out so much chaos internally. And I cannot put into words what it's like to sit back and watch things fall apart. And maybe you feel that in other ways in your life, whether it's because of politics or family or you lost your job or divorce or horrible things happening around you or death. But for me, October rocked my community, rocked my family, rocked me. My Instagram is flooded. My social media is flooded with such insensitivity and intensity and anger and hatred towards people like me because of who I am, which is Jewish. It caused so much worry and concern. It caused me to be edgy. It caused me to be intense in ways that I didn't think I was. And it taught me a really huge lesson. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to occur. We don't know anything. And when it does, we all need help. We all need help. We all need support. We all need love. There needs to be more love. 2023 has taught me we need to be more loving to one another and united as humanity. Without this craziness and ridiculousness of being so extreme and so intense and hating people to the point of killing, to the point of destroying homes and killing children. It's enough. It's enough. The struggle is real already. Why are we adding so much fire to the world? Why are we adding so much hate? Why are we adding so much aggression? When we need to be calmer. We need to be more in tune, more present, more kind, and more compassionate, giving grace to the people in our world. You know, one of the things that I talk about often in therapy is I'm a no BS person with lots of compassion, and compassion has to come first when you deal with people. If all we are is edgy and angry and intense, you're just going to fall apart and cause chaos around you. Whether it's driving, waiting in line, dealing with your family, whether it's the stuff you see online that is so fake and unreal that we take so personally and we internalize so much, causing us to doubt ourselves, causing us to have such lack of faith in our own world, in our own little piece that we create. And if we were just kinder and nicer to the people around us, it's not hard. You know, years ago, that story I told you about that moment that shook me when someone said, "What's wrong with you? You're too happy." That same year, I took a Dale Carnegie course. That same year, I learned such a valuable lesson, which I was doing forever, but something that kind of solidified my thought process that it never hurts to be kind to anyone and everyone. It never hurts. It only helps. I don't care if it's a janitor. I don't care if it's the CEO of a company. I don't care if it's a random stranger on the street, the security guard that watches my children, or the synagogue that I'm at. I don't care if it's the person who cleaned my car a couple of days ago because my kids destroyed it with veggie straws and pirate's booty. And especially the people in your life who you know. But it never hurts to be kind first, compassionate first, give grace first. You don't know what someone's going through because we're all struggling. So what makes you think that they're not? We all have something happening in our life. What makes you think they're not? Do you think that you're that much better than someone that you can put them down, make them feel small and dismiss their feelings and who they are, which is a human? Really? That's what you're going to add to this world? Be kind and compassionate first. So, number one takeaway. So we're all struggling with something, right? Actually, number one was to be yourself and don't be afraid of that. Start embracing it fully. Number two, be kind. Number three, we all struggle with something. The struggle is real, so we need help. You know, this year has really caused me to do a lot of internal thinking. And I noticed for myself, and I'm only speaking for me, how impacted I am by seeing things on social media and how much it weighs heavy on me. And I've had to make a very conscious decision in 2023 going into this year to be careful. Not shut down, not delete it. It's a reality that we all exist in, but to be cognizant, careful, and present. Cognitive, careful, and present. So be aware of what the impact it has. Be aware how much you use it. Be present when needed. Don't be pulled away and distracted to the point where your kids are pulling at you and you can't hear them because you're so involved in TikTok and Instagram searching stories. Be safe. Be careful. Be careful the messages you take in. Be careful who you follow. You have the power to unfollow them. It's a button. Push it. If you don't like something, don't start trolling and yelling at someone. Don't waste your energy. It's a waste of your time. Don't waste the bandwidth. It's not worth it. Just unfollow them. You don't need them in your life. You don't even know them. They're people on a screen. So delete them from your life. Get rid of it. Get rid of them. If you don't like it, unfollow it. If you feel yourself being pulled so far into it, like a rabbit hole falling like Alice in Wonderland, ask for help. Pull away. Do something else with your time and energy. I know for me, with October 7th and all the stuff going on in Israel, all the hatred being thrown out and all the stuff and the rallies and the destruction around us and so much hate, I was getting so bogged down. I was getting so sad. I think I've cried more this year than I have in past years, especially the last couple of months. Just feeling a lot of feelings very present. I'm a very emotional guy, but feeling a lot of present feelings up front and center in my eyes and my mind. So much so that I was getting really depressed. Getting really depressed and having a lot of darkness in my heart and my mind. So much so I was crying to my wife how isolated and alone I felt. You know, private practice, hustling, working for something, not feeling the success or seeing the fruits of my labor, doing this for a while, for 4 years, and for what? Feeling very isolated, working from home, seeing all this stuff online, feeling very alone, very afraid. I got a dog who I'm so happy we have in our life. And I got to tell you, I'm not saying a dog is for you, so this is not my prescription. Having my dog around, having her around has made me so much more present in my life with my feelings, has made me more cognizant of how much usage I was doing my phone, and has caused me to stop using my phone so much because I have to be present with a puppy who's trying to destroy my house and, you know, nip and bite and play and eat my slippers and all those classic things and make sure it doesn't poop and pee in the house. It caused me to be very aware and present and has caused me so much perspective that I needed and deserved. Of course, the love is nice and all the cuddles is cute, but that presence is something that I was really lacking this last year, being cognizant of how far I was getting pulled into the noise and the distractions. So find something that gets you present. That's the other lesson. Find something that pulls you into reality, not away from it. Stop trying to get away from reality and pulling yourself out of it. Pull yourself in. Pull yourself into this world, into this moment, into this day, the best way you can. It's okay to distract yourself. It's okay to do those things. It's okay to decompress, but find something that pulls you in the now so you feel and you heal and you deal with it. Thank you, Tiffany Rowe, for that wonderful act, that wonderful saying, feel, deal, and heal. Give a shout out to her. But, you know, out of all the conversations I've had this year with so many amazing colleagues and so many amazing people, whether it's personally, whether it's in my own life, whether it's as a therapist, working with such beautiful human beings. I'm so blessed and so lucky having this podcast, this platform to meet and connect with such unbelievable experts and human beings. The biggest thing is be present. I keep hearing this, be present. Find ways to connect into the world. Be calmer, be more peaceful, be more kind, be more compassionate. That's the constant theme, whether it's with parenting, with your relationships, whether it's with yourself. Life is so damn hard, and we're not helping ourselves. You know, I'm not here to get on a soapbox and rant, and I can rant for hours, so be careful. You know, I appreciate anyone who's listening right now because this was really, really hard for me to talk about, like just this, these thoughts. And I don't know how people are going to take this. I'm even right now thinking I shouldn't even air it. But recently a wonderful, amazing movie came out called Wish. Don't worry, no spoilers. I'll put it in my top 10 Disney movies. I'll be honest, it was a beautiful movie. And something that I've been grappling with and fighting with myself, even today, was this idea of hopes and dreams and the burden and weight that they carry on your heart. Because I have dreams and I have hopes of writing books and making an impact in the world of mental health and helping more people. And it weighs heavy on my heart, some days causing some very harsh criticism of myself and a lot of hard words towards me. And the movie Wish is such a beautiful movie. If you haven't seen it, please go see it. It's such a powerful movie. Made me bawl and cry. Beautiful movie. Doesn't take much, really, to make me cry. And we are a star. We are powerful. We are unique. We have hopes and dreams that no one else can fulfill. It doesn't mean that we will get them. It doesn't mean that we will be super successful in it in all ways that we hope. But it doesn't mean we can't get a morsel of it. It doesn't mean we can't work towards it. And I had a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, about this classic line of, if you shoot for the moon, you miss, at least you'll hit some stars. We have to try. We have to go for things. And yes, having hopes and dreams is a burden, is a responsibility, a beautiful blessing that we hope for more and want to do and create. But don't wait for your wishes to be worked on by someone else. Don't wait for someone else to take your wish and keep it safe, which is what the movie's about. Hold your wish. Hold your dream. Look at it right in the eyes and see what you can do within it. It doesn't mean that it can be all of it. It might be half of it. It might be that you look at the dream and you make it a better reality that fits the world that you are in today. What's accessible, what's doable, what's possible here in the now. Don't give that power to someone else and don't make excuses about the external world causing your dreams to not exist. We live in a world today where we can create something. Not everything that we hope, but something. You know, the last thing I'll say, maybe, we can't fix everything today. We can't do everything right now. Even though, I don't know about you guys, I really struggle with patience. It's one of my biggest flaws is patience and like having opportunities and wanting to do and, oh, I gotta wait. So freaking annoying, right? I really struggle with patience. We can't solve everything right now. We can't even solve everything today. But we can try something. We can do something. Don't do nothing just because we can't do everything today. So figure out what that something is and do it. Figure out what that something is and make it happen. Don't wait for others. Figure out what that is and go for it. You know, not that this year is any more special than the year before. Every year is a wonderful opportunity. And you might accomplish all the things that you hope. You might accomplish a few things. But don't miss out on today. Don't miss out on the opportunities. Don't miss out on the moments, the small moments, the big moments, the real moments with you, the big moments and real small moments with your people, the special moments with your children. October 7th and on has taught me to hold my people close and say, I love you. Give them so much gratitude for being alive, being present, being there. Don't let that pass because you don't know what can happen. So make the most of today. It doesn't mean, again, you have to do everything, but please try and do something. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Dude Therapist Season 5. Can you believe it? I can't. What a journey. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whether it's your first episode you've listened to, or you've been a follower since the beginning, or just trying to catch up, I appreciate you. Thanks so much for really jumping in on this awesome opportunity and learning experience. You know, if you have any questions, ask them. You have thoughts, say them. I didn't finish a thought, or you have more ideas of what you would like to hear, just let me know. The door is open, so to speak, so please walk right in. Tell me what you think. Again, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Dude Therapist, and hope that you tune in next week.